Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 8th June 2022. Top stories for today. Malaysia reported a total of 1,120 new COVID-19 infections as of midnight Tuesday. Based on data from the COVID Now portal, there were 1,547 recoveries. Meanwhile, the total number of active cases in Malaysia now stands at 21,202. 9 more deaths have been reported in the latest log. Currently, about 83% of the population have been fully vaccinated. The Sessions Court today has charged Dato' Zainal Abidin Alias, a former diplomat, and his son Muhammad Rizal with planting 102 cannabis trees at a house in Kampung Sumsum Hilir, Jandabaye. The father-son pleaded not guilty to committing the offence. The charge provides for imprisonment for life and whipping not less than 6 strokes upon conviction. Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Parliament and Law Dato' Sri Wan Junaidi Tuanku Jaafar earlier today said that the media should not face restrictions when reporting and must use this freedom responsibly. At the World Press Freedom Day 2022 forum today, Wan Junaidi calls the media to hold firmly to accuracy in reporting in order to avoid misinformation and publishing fake news. On the international front, rights groups and families of veteran freelance journalist Dom Phillips and respected indigenous specialist Bruno Pereira pleaded for authorities to accelerate the search operation. The pair went missing deep in the Amazon early Sunday while travelling by boat in Brazil's Javari Valley, where Phillips was researching a book. Local indigenous activists said the pair had received threats last week for their work in the remote region, which has seen a surge of illegal logging, gold mining, poaching and drug trafficking. Another BJP leader in Uttar Pradesh has landed in trouble over derogatory tweets against Prophet Muhammad. BJP youth wing leader Harshit Srivastava was arrested for attempting to vitiate the atmosphere with his inflammatory remarks. And in eastern Iran, 13 people died when a passenger train derailed today, while 60 passengers were seriously injured. According to a railway official, the train travelling to the city of Yazd collided with an excavator before going off the rails 50 km from the city of Tabaz. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit AstroAwani.com for more on these stories.